right, praise God, praise Jesus Christ. We are live tonight, and it's July 23rd, 2016. And wouldn't you believe it, we started this broadcast in June of 2004 on AM radio, believe it or not. Started a ruckus out here. AM radio was not ready for us back then. I don't think anyone's been ready for us. So, we're going to get Redbeard on in a minute. I'm going to run through some things the Lord has impressed upon me, I believe. And we got a chat box set up. You can go to mixlr.com/watchmenradio. That's watch, M-E-N, radio. That'll take you to the chat box. Probably going to be going to Spreaker. We have a Spreaker, so probably get that going also. And give that a run. And see how that's going to work out for us. So, might have a better chat box than that. I don't know. So, but the key is right now, if you want to check out the chat box, go in there. There's people in there. We're live on WWCR tonight. Been on WWCR a long time. And, I guess it's the old way of broadcasting, right? Radio? People, I tell them I'm on the radio, and they don't get it. I feel like I'm like a fossil here or something. But now there's still antennas, and we're live out of Tennessee tonight. We're uplinked to the studio, and we're going out on 4.840 frequency, and goes out to a great range. So I wonder how many people are phasing out their short waves, or is that something that's going to be coming back? Or I'm curious about that. I've been on here so long that I haven't really thought about it. But everybody I see, there's all these new Watchmen people on YouTube, and they're completely clueless, you know. And it's not their fault. They didn't have the proper teachings and the elements to drive them up to be a true Watchman, you know. I was fortunate for being under David Wilkerson. Well, I was the epitome of a Watchman. I mean, it didn't get any more Watchman than sitting under some of those teachings. And, of course, Prophet Jonathan Hansen, and other great men of God. And, you know, you look around today and it's sad. The teachings, these new YouTube Watchmen people are completely clueless, and it's sad watching it, but what could you do? I mean, I wish that they had some type of foundation of the calling. The whole term Watchman is to alert, of something coming to the land, or to God's people, a sword. Ezekiel, Jeremiah. Right now, the sword that is going on right now, that I have been witnessing manifest, okay, is the sword of deception. And we've been preaching and uncovering deception for years here, many years. And in 2007, we came against the Bentley movement and all the wackoites. Andrew Strom was coming on back then, and we took a lot of heat in the beginning phases of that when we exposed it. I took a lot of heat, and Andrew Strom took a lot of people took a lot of heat. But that's called having skin in the game. You believe what God has told you to do, and you're marching out against the public opinion, okay? And you stand on the word that the Lord has given you, even though it might seem unpopular. And, you know, we've been doing that for years here. What can I say right now? What we're seeing is a great deception, and it's being manipulated through what I believe quantum computing. I believe that we're in a time where man is touching things that they ought not, and because of it, bringing about certain elements of the end times. Okay, God is literally giving man enough rope, and it seems like he's using it. And this situation with CERN, with the particle smashing that they're doing out there, I mean, you can log on to the portal on CERN and see how much energy they're driving on this thing. I mean, what are they running it all night long for? What is going on at that CERN facility? Many on the radio network don't know what's going on, but I'm going to tell you tonight is there is great deception going on in the land like never before. This is the sword coming forth in subtlety. Now, I want to just touch on here Luke 21. Redbeard's going to join us at the bottom of the hour. Luke 21 says, this is the key right here. I'm going to be in the King James. Luke 21, verse 25, I'm going to read. And there shall be signs in the sun, and in the moon, and in the stars, and upon the earth, distress of nations with perplexity, the seas and the waves will be roaring. You know, these are a listing of signs of the season of time that, and we're seeing this now. We're seeing signs in everything that Jesus just listed there. I've been watching certain forums with people that are seasoned in astrology, people that have been monitoring the moon, stars, you know, positions of these. They're saying that these things are moving, that we're seeing things of the heavenlies moving, like signs. People have said that the sun, when it goes down, it tilts to the right now. You know, there's all types of weird. People are saying there's certain parts of the earth that seem flat, and they have evidences. There's all types of weird, demonic, lying signs and wonders going on right now. This is something that has just, boom, started happening. It's not coincidental. This is a sign of where we're at right now. I'm going to show it to you. This forum right here, many people have commented about the dramatic changes in the sky. This is just a forum. They're not too sure. In comments, people describe changes of color of the sun, configurations of the stars, and the size and appearance of the moon. I've also seen occasional chemtrail reference and so on and so forth. But in the forum, you see people here. Somebody posted, does the moon sometimes seem in reverse its course, traveling west to east instead of to east and west? And there's all types of people chiming in here about certain things that they're seeing in the stars, the moon. These are signs, and these are just regular people. They're all sharing what they're noticing in the sky. Now, that's what I just read in Luke 21. That's a sign like we've never seen before manifest like in a pang of this nature where we're at right now. And I'm saying this to say this, that we're in the last generation. I will tell you that this is it. There's really not going to be much time left. So 401k profiting, sharing all the things that might seem good are probably not going to be as good as you think. The only hope you have now is really getting right with the Lord. 100%. 100%. Putting Him first in every area of your life. That's the key. Right now, that is the alert going out right now. That's why God is allowing this to be seen. These changes that are going on, the subtle changes, the signs of the times. Now, let me touch on a couple of things here. Faith radios are a little bit of bulletins. Faith radios are caught up. Anybody that I forgot to get a faith radio, please get a hold of me. Toll-free number 877-734-6327. Our mailing address is Watchman Radio, P.O. Box 15. No. Our mailing address is Watchman Radio 47 West Lake Drive. Two words, West Lake. And that's Patchogue, P-A-T-C-H-O-G-U-E, New York, 11772. Faith Radio is caught up. Got the batch out. Also, this everything fake movement, these people, there's mass shootings and like everything's fake. You know, that's something else that's even scary. There's all types of psyops going on where everybody's accusing everything of being fake. Like you could be 20 people shot and it's all fake. Listen, this is crazy times we're living in. Unbelievable. Is there's confusion about everything right now. You can't even go get killed right now without there being some type of confusion about it. Are you really dead? Was it a test dummy? No, nobody knows nothing. It's just complete chaos. When you really take a step back and look at where we're at right now, you have to sit there and evaluate that we are really close. I'm talking really close. This dumbing down of the word that is supernaturally happening. A lot of people say, well, yeah, they've been, for years, they've been manipulating the publishing houses and the word has been changing in that manner. And I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about supernatural, demonic changes that are going on in the word. Specifically, at any time in any, you want to just go look at Isaiah 11:6. It never used to say the wolf will dwell with the lamb. It never said that. It always used to say, and what I remember, and I'm not the most scholarly man in the word, but I've read the Bible cover to cover a few times. And throughout that, all these years, I've studied chapters and read books continually for all these years. So I consider myself pretty well-versed in the word, not as well as I would have always liked to be. And the scary part is that when I do talk to some people that I thought were really keen in the world, I find out they weren't keen in the world at all. I mean, we're at a point in time where there are so many people that did not really spend time in the Word. They just haven't. And then when we're in this situation where we're seeing manipulations and twistings of text, a lot of them are clueless. They relied on somebody else. They relied on man. And because of that, they never got the oil on their own. And I guess that's the biggest problem today. The whole guru mindset in Christianity. Clip, clap, cake, bake, flim, flam. Christianity has cost a lot of people the element of deception in their life right now that they can't even see the manipulations going on. And I'm telling you, they are. Isaiah 11:6 never said, okay, the wolf will dwell with the lamb. Never said. It used to say, the lion will lay down with the lamb. That's what it always said. So we're in a time right now where people are believing that the wolf will, we're in a wolf will lie down with the lamb time. And analogy-wise, Jesus always used the wolf as a figment and picture of the enemy, the devil. Always. Just like leaven was branded to be of sin all throughout Scripture. The wolf was branded in the Scripture to be the devil. Okay? So be very understanding what's going on here. And the dumbing down of Scripture, the actual Scripture that these people that aren't seeing the changes are believing, are actually stupid changes. They're changing in a stupid way. Meaning that the way I remember it is actually a superior way. The way I remember the word, like wineskins in Matthew 9:7-2, it always said wineskins there. It always said wineskins in Mark 2:22. And they're like, wow, it's bottles. And I'm like, wait a minute. All the revelations of wineskin, like David Wilkerson used to preach about, You can go to his blog now in Mark 2, verse 22. He quotes it on his blog before he passed on. And he quotes wineskins. And that's all he uses, King James, right? So we got to believe that he didn't know his King James either. I don't know my King James. All these people don't know their King James. I'm telling you, through quantum computing and CERN and demonic portholes and gateways, demons have been sent in this time and this era to create great subtle changes in the elements around us. And the warning is tonight is that this is it. The best thing you can do is try to waken somebody up to what's going on. Now, Philippians 1:8 is annoying what that changed to. It never used to say, I long after you all in the bowels of Jesus. It never said that. But you go to the King James now in Philippians 1:8, it says, long after you in the bowels of Jesus. It never said, it always said, tender mercies of Jesus there. Okay, so you see what I'm saying? It's all dumbing down, becoming stupid. Stupid things it's changing to. You know, now it says money in the bank instead of at usury. Used to say at usury. Now it says money in the bank. You used to say talents, but now it says pounds in the book of Luke. You know, on and on and on and on I can go about this. But all throughout Scripture it used to say grain. Now it's all corn. Oh, well, it means the same. No, it doesn't mean the same because it wasn't there. It always said grain. You go look at your oldest King James. It's all corn now. Joseph stored up corn. They had corn money. They put the bags of corn. They hid this in the corn. Listen, we are seeing great demonic lying signs and wonders right now, folks. Open your eyes to the subtlety. There are subtle changes. And that is the mark of Satan. I'll show it to you. Now, subtle means hard to notice or see. It's a definition. Not obvious, clever and indirect. Not showing your real purpose. Having or showing skill at recognizing and understanding things that are not obvious. Subtle. When there's a subtle change. A lot of people aren't noticing this. They're not obvious. They're not recognizable right away. That's subtlety. It's an actual sword of the enemy. It's the sword. One of the main swords of the enemy is subtlety. Did you know that? Did you know that? The subtlety is the main weapon of the enemy. If there's ever a time that a sword is coming to God's people or to the land, and if you see the sword and you cry out to the people and you warn them of the sword, that the blood will not be on thine head, but you shall save your own soul. There is a saving in your own soul. When you preach the word, Ezekiel 3, Ezekiel 33, when you warn of the subtlety of the enemy coming, in different ways, ramping up for the big lie and deception. Many people are not seeing this. Right now, people are being turned over to a delusion. A delusional spirit has gone out in this, a great, strong delusion. And the lie will be believed by many. So don't go along with that. We want to come out of it. Recognize what the enemy is doing. Subtlety. Now in Genesis 3, we all know, it says the serpent was more subtle than any other beast in the field. Now, you look in your King James now, that word subtle even changed. It never was S-U-B-T-I-L. It used to be S-U-B-T-L-E right there. But now, subtle actually has changed in there. Go look at it. So, that's even weird. You see what I mean? All these subtle changes, the actual identity and characteristics of the enemy are also being manipulated in a way that's not obvious. That's not really recognizable right away. This is subtlety. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3. But I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, You see, this is the weapon of the enemy, to subtly change, to subtly manipulate in a, such a way that is not so recognizable and really not so obvious. You see, a lot of folks want to just, well, I can't be fooled by the devil. I can see it all. I got it all figured out. Subtlety is, you have to really take a step back and see what's going on here, folks. The enemy is very crafty. Very crafty. Now, Matthew 26, verse 4. And I consulted that they might take Jesus by subtlety to kill him. And that they might take Jesus subtlety and kill him. They were going to take him by subtlety. There was a subtle technique to try to kill him through subtlety. And that's in Matthew 26, verse 4. You see what I'm saying? That is a sword to try to take God's people, to try to take Jesus himself in Matthew 26, 4, through subtlety, that they might kill him. They've consulted that they might take Jesus by subtlety. That means to operate in a subtle way. Acts chapter 13, verse 10, and said, O full of subtlety and mischief, thou child of the devil, thou enemy of righteousness. Okay, this is when he was rebuking the warlock. The first thing he said, O full of subtlety. So this child of the devil, the warlock here, was full of characteristics of the devil himself, subtlety. So these changings that we're seeing manifest, the Lord, I believe, is allowing an anchor to try to shake people up to see what's going on right now. Some people call it Mandela effect. Some people call it quantum effect. Some people call it lying signs and wonders. Whatever you want to call it, it's going on right now. And you have to take a step back, like I told you, and God will use a certain anchor to try to wake you up. Even one thing, I got a call from somebody, one thing woke this person up. He was mocking it, and then there was one thing that shook him out and said, man, I see it now. I see what you're saying. But for weeks prior to that, it was all mockery. So God can use just one thing to try to shake you out of this strong delusion that's going out. And I believe that this is all being set up for the beast system, the Antichrist system, which is going to be a marking system where people are going to believe that they can receive it. And I'm sure that once saved, always saved is going to be in there, where believers are going to actually think that they are sealed by the earnest of the Spirit and nothing can separate them from God, even the mark of the beast. They're just going to believe that they're A-okay. And through these crafty changes in scriptures, eventually even probably have the word in a certain way where they'll believe a lie. And they have not loved the truth. Now, certain people are being turned over more to the strong illusion that I've noticed. People that were very judgmental and condemning, self-righteous, seem to be getting turned over this right away. It's just boom. I mean, it's like you think about that judge not lest you be judged, which incidentally is not there anymore. If you go to your King James Matthew 7 verse 1, it doesn't say that anymore. It used to say, judge not lest you be judged. But every Bible in the entire world has just changed, and now it says, judge not that you be not judged. It never said that. It was always judge not lest ye be judged, okay? Read that 1,000 times. Read Matthew many times. That's what it used to say, okay? Not anymore. So, you know, these condemning and self-righteous people, no mercy, no grace, always pointing a finger, seem to be getting turned over this delusion. They can't see anything whatsoever. It's quite scary. Also, those that have thrown false doctrine to the flock. Osis, once saved, always saved. All these damnable heresies. Any of this doctrine that they've dished into any of the flock, they're being turned over to the strong delusion. Okay? Judgment is going on through a searing of a delusion on some right now. Believe it or not, it's happening. Self-righteous, false doctrines, very, very detestable to the Lord. And this is going on now. We're seeing a strong delusion being sent out. People cannot even see these subtle changes. So these anchors that I'm talking about, many people remember, you know, just in the world, Mirror, Mirror, from Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. That's the big one. Everybody remembers Mirror, Mirror, but it never existed. It was always Magic Mirror. So when they see that, they're like, wait a minute, that don't make sense. We always remember Mirror, Mirror. So, you know, that's a big one. The Berenstain Bears, now it's Berenstain. That seems to shake a lot of people up. Like, whoa, wait a minute. You know, slogans, a movie, a change. Life is like a box of chocolates. Now it is life was a box of chocolates, which somebody incidentally has found an actual part of the movie inside of a interview where they play the clip. And it actually, he does say, life is like a box of chocolates. Mama always said life is. So all these changes where now it is life was, you can go get your oldest VHS tape and it says life was a box of chocolates. All this confusion and changes that are going on, all manipulation through quantum computers and demonic, which I believe demons instructed them how to build over there in CERN in Switzerland. So this shaking going on, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 8, 11, I'm going to get into that in a minute. But movies, slogans, you know, nobody doesn't like Sara Lee. They never used to say that. It was always nobody does it like Sara Lee. You know, all the little things changing, names, even the song California Dreamin'. My friend used to play that song in his band in the 70s. And the second I brought it up to him, he started singing the song. And the lyrics of California Dreamin' with Mamas and Papas always was. I stopped by a church that was along my way. I got down on my knees and I began to pray. And that's what he sung when I mentioned it to him. I didn't even have to. I just said, boom, boom. He started singing it. And I said, guess what? It doesn't say that. And it never said that. It says I got down on my knees and pretended to pray. Nobody remembers that. He didn't remember it. Nobody remembers that. So now it's like a demonic thing, right? Pretending to pray, right? But it always was, began to pray. So that shook a lot of people up. They're like, well, wait a minute. We know that that always was, began to pray. And then Nancy Sinatra and all these other people that did remakes of that song, of course, sung it, began to pray, not pretend to pray. Totally evil, demonic change there. Just messing around with the word prayer. Kind of weird, isn't it? So, Joel Osteen, I mean, come on. Everybody knows his name was O-L-S-T-E-E-N. Now, boom, changed to O-S-T-E-E-N. Osteen. Okay, it was never Osteen. It was Osteen. Joel Osteen. He used to rhyme with Joel. Unbelievable. So we used to always mock him. Joel Osteen, like that. Now it's Osteen, no L. Demonically changed, doesn't even aware of it because he's a false teacher. Boom, it rolled right over him. He's already sealed for the judgment. He's already strong delusions taking him. Sad. This is what I'm talking about. This thing is a pang of a delusional force. Be careful. Okay, this is it, folks. We're seeing a roundup taking place right now. This is all a gathering of the end times right now. We're going to see the formation of things began. They're going to begin to play out very soon. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 8 through 11. This is where I believe we are right now. Okay? Incidentally, I want to try to get an audio up. I'm going to try to pull up an audio for you guys because I want you to hear this. But 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 8 and 11. Very important. There it is. All right. So I'm going to cue that up in a minute. So, Second Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 8 and 11. And then shall that wicked be revealed. Lawless one there. Wicked means lawless one, the Antichrist. This manifestation is ushering in. We're seeing the ushering in taking place. And then shall this wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all. Okay, you see, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan. You see, we're seeing a working, these signs that I'm telling you, the scripture changes, the slogan changes, the products changing, Bragg's vinegar is now Bragg, all these little subtle changes, they're subtle. The mark of Satan, the sword of the enemy is subtlety. That is his greatest weapon. He likes to deceive in a subtle way. Very subtle. It is a sword. So be careful with this. This is great manipulation going on. And if you see it, and you can stay on top of it, you're going to be okay. But those that are turning and mocking this, and boom, they get seared instantly. Those that see for a bit and then they deny it, they go into self-denial, boom, it overtakes them. It's a strong delusion. Be careful with this. Stay focused. Stay in prayer. Ask the Lord to illuminate you all these subtle changes to going on. Now, whose coming is after the working of Satan? The power of Satan is actually working here. Now, it says, with all power, it says. So his coming is going to be broadcasted in all power. So you might say, well, how can the enemy do this and change these things? How could the product names change and streets change and geographical locations change and all that? How could this be? It don't make any sense, people say. I'm saying, well, it says all power here. So to be biblically correct, to limit the enemy in this season that he's going to have is actually unbiblical. To say that he can't change ink and paper, okay, is kind of contrary to the word here. Because, you know, there is a warning in Revelations that if change not, or take away any of the word, so it must be possible. Why would there be a warning? why would there be a warning if it's impossible? So, you see what I'm saying? The text on these manipulations that are going on is the season that he's having in, and whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power. Now, that word all is pav in Hebrew, Strong's 3956, and it means... it means every, all things. Every and all things. So it's really there in the Greek. It says with all and every and all power. And all and every sign and lying wonder. Very important. That word is there. In the Greek, not Hebrew. In the Hebrew 3956, pav. In the Greek means every and all. So to limit what the enemy is doing right now with the ushering in of the lawless one, the Antichrist, the wicked that is being revealed, okay, to say that these signs can't be happening is actually contrary to this word. Remember that. Because it says all, okay, all power, all signs and lying wonders. And it's in there. It's in the Greek. All is there. It's not in italic. Verse 10. And with all deceitfulness. Again, all. Word pav, Greek Strong's 3956, means whatsoever. Again, another, to extend it, to exhaust it, it means whatsoever. So let's just put that there. And take all away and put in what it means. It says, and with whatsoever deceitfulness. Whatsoever. It's not limited. He's given a season of time of all power. Okay? Every lying sign and wonder. And with whatsoever deceitfulness. Okay? So, we're seeing a great ushering in of a satanic force, a satanic being that's going to be ushered in with these types of signs and wonders, not in any way limited. So wrap that around you. It's not limited. To say he can't change ink and paper here, if you don't know the word in your heart and you're having an issue with that, you should have studied more. Get the word in your heart. And you see Jeremiah, they burn the scroll, burn the scroll, burn the scroll. He just rewrote it because he had the word of God in his heart. That's the key. Now, this is very important here. This whole 2 Thessalonians completely comes into the context of what we're seeing with these lying signs and wonders that are happening right now. So, I want to play a bit of this video and end the show with a pastor. Also want to touch on in 2 Thessalonians also, when we're talking just before this, he says, let no man deceive you by any means, for that day come, let's be a falling away. Well, listen, we're seeing a falling away right now. People are being handed over to delusion. We're seeing people just get seared in unrighteousness. We're seeing a great demonic time of killings and murders, confusion. We're seeing the signs of the times right now. So I want to play this audio of this pastor that actually has been studying the word a lot longer than me. And he's trying to break the news to his congregation what he's discovering. So I want you to hear his voice. He's very disturbed about it. He's a King James guy. And what he's discovered is it bothered him. So I'm going to end the show with that, and so you can listen to this man of God. Stand by.
Long story short, from here on out, in our faith lives, you need to trust me. Now take notes and listen up. I don't know how this is happening. I can guess why it's happening. First of all, I want to ask the congregation in here and out there and give me a show of hands. You ever heard of the Mandela effect?
Yes, sir.
Some have, some haven't. So I take it that some out there have and some haven't. Your assignment this week is going to be to look up the Mandela effect on your computer and become as familiar as you can be with it. I want to tell you in regards to that, and I need to make sure we emphasize this, that you're not losing your mind or going nuts. I want you to answer the next series of questions out loud. One that you may be familiar with, and I hope you are, I know I certainly am, is a part in the New Testament where it says you can't put new wine in old wineskins. Right? In this reality, it says you can't put new wine in old bottles. And bottles replaces wineskin. First of all, I don't believe that they used bottles in those days for wine. They may not have even had bottles. They put wine in wineskins. That's why it was called, that's why they called them wineskins. Now, if you want to look this up yourself, you can find it in Matthew 9:17. in Mark 2:21. That's right, in the King James Bible. These issues seem to be specific to the King James Bible, which we teach from. In Isaiah 11, most everybody's familiar with this. They may not know what is Isaiah 11. But the question is, what shall lay down with the lamb?
Lion.
At home, answer out loud. The lion shall lay down with the lamb, etc. Now, in this reality, it says, the wolf shall lay down with the lamb. And again, like I said before, check it out. Now, the lamb associates to Jesus, and the lion, furthermore, associates to Jesus, who is the lion of the tribe of Judah. The wolf usually associates with evil and with Satan, as in the scripture that says, beware of wolves in sheep's clothing. I think we've all heard that. Now, I want you to, along with me, recite the Lord's Prayer out loud. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Amen.
We will no longer find that Lord's Prayer in your Bible or in any Bible in this reality. I want you to go with me first to Matthew 6. To this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth. Now, we know what to say on earth. Now it says, and we're going to start out in verse 2. Now listen carefully and remember what we just recited together. And he said unto them, when ye pray, say, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as in heaven, so on earth. Or excuse me, so in earth. As in heaven, so in earth. Now it says, give us day by day our daily bread. We know what to say, give us this day our daily bread. But this says, give us day by day our daily bread. And then it says, and forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Nowhere in either passage does it say anything about trespasses, does it? Did it? Now, I want you to know that, because there's many other changes, many, many, multiple, that these changes are not in contemporary or recent times. Like a change of marketing would be in a product. The understanding in the narrative now is that it's always been what we see in these changes. And we know that not to be so. What is going on? How is it being done? We all know the scripture says, in the end, even the very elect, if possible, will be fooled. We contemporaneously know a great deception is coming. Could this really be the great deception? In my opinion, it is. That's coming. Altering our reality. Now, some feel that at some point, God will have gathered his little flock and prepared his greater flock and will close the door to salvation and redemption until the great tribulation and the millennium. It may be too late, or becoming too late, for new recruits. Scary. What do we do? Trust your memory. And also, the second thing is to remember that King David said that the truth of God's word and his laws are written in our hearts. We're not wrong. And that's my message tonight.
All right, so you can see that. Hope that went through okay. But you could see his concern in studying King James all those years, that he is discerning that his Bible has changed out of nowhere. And you can actually see a YouTube. The Bible is very old. He's had it many years. And listen, this is lying signs and wonders, like I quoted in 2 Thessalonians. We are in a time where he's being ushered in after the works of Satan with all power, every wicked lying sign and wonder, and whatsoever deceitfulness, whatever he's choosing right now, he's giving a space of time to this strong delusion that's accompanying this, where people are being swept away and just blinded, is very dangerous right now. So definitely pray for your eyes to be open in this season, that you're able to escape the things coming on the earth. Let's watch and pray that you be accounted worthy to escape. You have to really get before the Lord on this one. Products, things that are changing around you. You could check out Mandela Effect or quantum. Some people call it the quantum effect. This is a real thing going on where people are actually noticing all types of subtle changes. And that word subtle is very important because that is a characteristic of the devil. That is his calling card. That is his stamp of his work on what is being done. The verses that are being manipulated very subtly, very subtle changes. Like the one that annoys me the most is Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, always said that I put enmity between you and his seed and your seed, and it says that he will bruise thy head and thou will bruise his heel. You know, now it says it will bruise thy head instead of he, which was a revelation of Messiah there. And it calls him it. So all these little weird things we're noticing in scripture changing. Product lines, slogans, movies, any type of alteration is really there to try to get you in a mindset of we are in the end season. We are in the end of an age approaching. And this ushering in of the lawless one is happening now. Many of you know, I believe Obama is eyeballing the United Nation. I believe that's his goal. I said that years ago, and now we see news that he actually is trying to campaign to get the Secretary General position as a fulfillment of him to see himself over nations, which is in the Psalms, to exalt himself to a seat above the nation. We're seeing great pangs of the end times, folks. The best thing to do right now is get into pure sanctification mode, studying the word, praise and worship, quoting scripture, memorizing scripture, very important right now because of what's happening. Write it on your heart. Also, prayer, and of course, evangelizing, very important. So we're just going to start giving out tracts again. If anyone needs tracts, get a hold of me. We'll send you out some chick tracts. We're going to start loading up because I'm noticing just going out if I go to a store or something, I've been giving them out. People have been pretty receptive, which I'm happy about. So evangelizing must be, even if it's just a track. Or you can use these subtle changes to talk about with people. In fact, people that are able to see them, just people in the world, they seem to be real receptive to the gospel. I'll give you a heads up on that. They're just, boom, they're like lambs and sheep ready to come in. So evangelizing, very, very important right now. Get as many people in to the ark of Christ as you can. And believe it or not, Chick Track works very well. I gave some out at the bus stop the other day. Everybody was reading them. They seem pretty glued to them. So if you don't have as much time to minister the gospel, tracts are a great way. And I've always said it, that evangelizing is very important. It's on the Lord's heart to bring as many to the supper feast of the Lamb. And as we're seeing the fullness of the Gentiles take place, got to get out there while it's still day. So with that being said, watch your radio. We're actually burning rubber out here. We'll be back next week by the grace of God. And we love you. The Lord loves you. And we say peace and we bid you peace. And God bless you tonight. And hopefully, by the grace of God, I got to get that. Some people are already emailing me about who that pastor was. I don't know who that pastor was. I'm going to find out for you. But again, we'll see you next week. Farewell. Watch from radio. Good night.